Org.
Time for Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
Hello, friend. I mean you. You ain't got to be shy or cool. Grab yourself a chair. Set yourself down. It's okay.
Smell that cornbread cooking. Sadie's cakes, ooh, they so good looking. There's a plenty of food. Go ahead and fix you a plate.
All of our friends are now your friends. That's how we do it here. Stay as long as you like. That's all right. We got plenty of beer.
We got chicken. We got fruit. Got plenty of food, so come on up. There's room on the porch for everyone. Come on up. There's room on the porch for everyone.
Is people hide what they should say, but not today. Speak your mind and set yourself free.
Even if you go away, the more you come, the more you stay. 'Cause round here you'll only be a stranger for one day.
So call your cousins, sisters and brothers. Call them up and tell them I said, come on up. There's room on the porch for everyone. Come on up. There's room on the porch for everyone.
thought I was wise. Thought I knew about love. Cleaning out your garage. So where'd you get all this stuff? I used to have someone. She would get home from work. We'd put something on and complain about work. And on good nights, trading everything in free association. I thought I was wise. I thought I knew about love. Said everything we got was given to us. Order at the bar, sitting here with you. When you're born with a weak heart, you need a little extra juice. I'm just now starting to notice, my friend, all our fellow patrons living in some kind of free association. Transported by neon waterfall sun. You're floating over another minute of your life. White foamy light churning all the time. The bar, chaos outside, and all the meaning I was hoping to find, just free association.
Association. That is from Philadelphia group Friendship here on KAXC. It's off of their latest album, Caveman Wakes Up. It is their fifth release and their second on Merge Records. They kind of came onto my radar with their last couple. The previous one, Love the Stranger, really kind of, I was drawn in right away to the kind of worn out poetry of everyday mundane lives that their lead singer, Dan Riggins, puts together. And they also are very connected in kind of the current alt-country indie scene. Their bass player is MJ Lenderman's touring guitarist. Some other folks in the band run a popular label in Philadelphia as well. Very well connected and really liking that new one right there, Free Association. We had Jeff Parker's Jazz before that, Cliche, Taj Mahal, and Kebmo. Come on in, everybody. There is Room on the Porch. That's the title track from their new collaboration. It's their second album that those two blues legends have done together. That song featured a verse from Ruby Amanfu. It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Headwaters, your source for great music on people-powered radio KAXE. My name is Malachi Coons. I will be your host today, playing tunes for you right up until the World Cafe at 11 o'clock. On the way, got our album of the week from Agent Quesada. We have our slice of green cheese at 9:45. Going to be hearing from SG Goodman. She is coming to Duluth with Trampled by Turtles at the end of the week. Want to play something from her terrific new Planting by the Signs album. Also got some new Haim for you, a new Witch. Going to some Soul from Raphael Sadiq, some Bad Bad Hats from Minnesota Tunes later on, some Coco Taylor, and much, much more. We received support from Summer Muse Festival in Bemidji, a monthly all-inclusive music and creative arts gathering that is open to the public. Held at the Rail River Folk School, the next event is Saturday, July 26th from 4 to 8 p.m. More information at summermusefestival.com. Support also comes from Patterson's Clothing in downtown Bemidji. An apparel retailer serving the Northwoods since 1930, Patterson's features clothing from brands such as Cool, Patagonia, Darn Tough, and Smartwool. Patterson'sClothing.com. This past weekend, I was down in Eau Claire at the Blue Ox Music Festival. Over the course of the day, I'm going to be playing some tunes from some of the artists that kind of really blew me away, for some of my favorite sets, and throughout 3 days of fun live music. So we're going to get right into that type of thing with my favorite set of the week. Came on Saturday, right towards the end of the festival. It was from none other than our Grand Rapids River Fest performer, Margot Price. She's got a new album coming out later this year. She's got a new band, and they were terrific. Everything from the rockin' and rollin', honky-tonkin', some country ballads, some more folky stuff. They did a little bit of their kind of more psychedelic leaning country from the Strays album, and it was a wonderful show on September 6th. Margot Price, along with Courtney Barnett and Jeremy Albino and Alan Sparhawk. That is our Grand Rapids River Fest lineup. Get your tickets and more info at grandrapidsriverfest.com. Like I said, she played some new ones. I did a little bit of everything, but one of the songs that the crowd went most wild for is a song that I haven't really thought of for a little while, and so this Margot Price tune was reminded me of how much I liked it and how good it is. Going back to the Midwest Farmer's Daughter album, here is 4 Years of Chances, Margot Price on Headwaters. Oh,
tonight. My friends say I can never pull it together. Well, they might be right. At least tonight. My kids say I'll never come home again. And I know they're right. At least tonight.
Everybody's Trying to Figure Me Out. The Haim Sisters are back again with their fourth album just released called I Quit. Heard one from it here on KAXE. That group, new album's produced by Rostam, formerly of Vampire Weekend. I think he's on their last couple of albums. And the Haim Sisters coming to Minneapolis September 14th. They will be performing down at the Armory. Had influential R&B singer and producer Rafael Sadiq before that. Something Keeps Calling. That one from his Jimmy Lee album. I had played a Salon Song last week from an album he produced. And his music's been kind of bouncing around in my head since then. Margot Price, 4 Years of Chances. I just got to see her on Saturday down in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And that one, so many bangers from the set. But that one had been a little while since I heard from Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Really had the crowd going wild.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE.
And far too early. She'll be playing more at Grand Rapids River Fest right before our headliner, Courtney Barnett. Get yourself those tickets at grandrapidsriverfest.org. Rounding out the lineup is Jeremy Albino and Alan Sparhawk. This is People Powered Radio, KAXE, and Headwaters. Heading back to the music in a little bit. You will hear our new album of the week from Adrian Quesada. We receive support from the Bonner Eye Clinic with locations in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, welcoming Dr. Carlisle to their team, offering lid and cataract surgery, general eye exams, and more. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly. And from the McCrosty Art Center, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community through exhibitions, events, classes, and an art shop featuring local artists. More information at McCrostyArtCenter.org. At KAXE Local Matters, we bring you updates on news and events relevant to our rural communities. We do this because we live here too, and we want it to be a better place for us all. Federal funding helps to make this kind of local coverage possible. It is at risk right now. Please visit protectmypublicmedia.org to share what KAXE brings to our community. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting. Programming also supported in part by the Minnesota Board on Aging's Legal Kiosks, offering no-charge assistance with housing benefits, custody, and more. Legal kiosks located in libraries and local trusted community spaces connect Minnesotans with legal information and virtual meeting access. In some locations, court forms can be printed at no cost. Help is available in many languages. More online at legalkiosks.org. Our album of the week is from Adrian Quesada. It's called Boleros Psychedelicos Number 2. Quesada is a musician based in Austin, originally from the border town of Laredo, Texas. The first Boleros Psychedelicos was recorded remotely during the pandemic. For this second edition of the series, he wanted to work in the studio alongside his collaborators to capture that different kind of energy from working closely with others. Both the albums very much inspired by Latin American psychedelic ballads of the 60s and 70s. And he wanted this one to be inspired by that era, but more firmly reside in the present than that last record. It's got loads of features throughout it from artists all around the Latin American music diaspora. We're going to hear a song that features Puerto Rican singer Ile. It is called Bravo. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234.
Permíteme aplaudir por la forma de herir mis sentimientos. Bravo, te vuelvo a repetir por tus falsos e infames juramentos.
que después que te mueras no haya para ti un lugar. El infierno resulta un cielo comparado con tu alma. Y que Dios me perdone por desear que ni muerto tengas calma. Después que te mueras, no haya para ti un lugar. El infierno resulta un cielo comparado con tu alma. Y que Dios me perdone por desear que ni muerto tengas calma. Sentimiento.
from 1974, actually 5 years before a different version was a big old hit. Debbie Harry and Blondie with Heart of Glass. It's called the disco song at that time. Happy birthday, Debbie Harry, legend, turning 80 years old today. And she said that was one of the first songs they ever wrote and that they also tried it a million different ways before, right closer to, let's see, late 70s. It actually became a hit, the version that most of us are more familiar with. She said they did a ballad out of it. They did reggae. They did more of a punk version. And that one right there was one of the earliest ones, a disco take on Heart of Glass. Again, turning 80 years old today is Debbie Harry. You are listening to Headwaters here on KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons, getting to our slice of green cheese trivia here in just a moment. We had Dr. Dog coming out of the darkness and Bravo from Adrian Quesada and Ile. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text in 218-326-1234. I'll be playing the tunes for you until 11 o'clock today. We got the World Cafe coming up after that. Michael Small is your On the River host today from 1 to 4 p.m. Tune in for a great mix of handpicked folk, rock, jazz, blues, and music from all around the world. On the River comes your way again tonight at 7. And Heather Kidd hosting this evening for another 3 hours of fantastic music. Check out KEXE.org for a complete schedule of all of our programs, plus so much more. We've got local news, album reviews of that album we just heard from our music director, Kari Headland, where you can find 4th of July fireworks information, different events going on throughout this week, and coming up tomorrow, we'll get the set list on there as well, looking at live music around the area. There is a fair amount going on this week, and especially the day after 4th of July on Saturday. Lots of shows selected. Still to come, we're going to be hearing from S.G. Goodman. And on Saturday, she is playing with Trampled by Turtles over in Duluth. It is 9:45. It is time for our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Depending on what country you were in, a portable electronic device released by Sony on this day in 1979 was originally called a soundabout in the U.S., a stowaway in the UK, or a freestyle in Australia, but it became better known by its Japanese title. What is it? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, depending on which country you were in, a portable electronic device released by Sony on this day in 1979 was originally called a soundabout in the US, a stowaway in the UK, or a freestyle in Australia, but it became best known by its Japanese title. What is it called? Call with 218-326-1234 with your guess. Here's a song you might have listened to on the answer. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We'll be right back. Ceremony from New Order here on KAXE. We did have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Booka from Grand Rapids answered the question correctly and is going to Hotel Rapids. And again, our question today was, depending on what country you were in, a portable electronic device released by Sony on this day in 1979 was originally called a soundabout in the US, a stowaway in the UK, or a freestyle in Australia. But it became best known by its Japanese title. What is it called? And the answer was Walkman. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for our popular green cheese trivia show. This week's host coming up Saturday at 7 will be Brandon Chase. So tune in for that. Thought I'd throw on a little New Order Ceremony. Seems like a song that might have been playing in some folks' Walkmans when they were strolling around. I'm a little too late for the Walkman, but if you have any Walkman stories, what was the first thing you listened on one? Did you even have one? Did you use it? What kind of music were you listening to at that time? Text them in, 218-326-1234. Would love to hear your Walkman stories. Let's bring it back to the modern times, to Minnesota music. Bad, Bad Hats, this is Walkman.
When I met you, it felt like that. How'd it go then? still unfed, though there's never a dollar of all your wealth. But marks the workers dead. We have yielded our best, far to give you rest, and you lie on a crimson wall. Oh, if blood be the price of all your wealth, good God, we have paid in full. Cause there's never a mind blown skyward now, but we're buried alive for you, and there's never drifting shoreward now, but we are its ghastly crew. Come and reckon our dead by the forge's red and the factory's where.